one if by land, two if by sea. Minuteman Radio continues with your host, the president of the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps, Chris Simcox.
And welcome back, citizens of the United States of America. Welcome to Minuteman Radio, right here on News Talk 960 AM KKNT. We're proud to be here, this first show of our Minuteman education effort to educate you and hopefully encourage you to get up off your lazy boys and get busy doing something, because if we don't, our nation is in peril. Minuteman Pledge, that's where we left off before the break. You know, a Minuteman knows well that America is a nation of immigrants, and we have the realization of our national promise, and that has always been that we relied upon those who come to America from other countries to participate fully with their children and their descendants, to be American citizens, to be loyal to the rule of law, law-abiding U.S. citizens. That's one of the problems we have with a symptom of unsecured borders, which is illegal immigration, something I'm sure we're going to discuss in depth and at length over the next few weeks in this show. Got serious problems, and we all must stand strong and never back down to the name-calling and to the open borders groups who say, no, people should be allowed to break our laws based on their ethnicity or based on their economic status. Nope, we have great compassion for those who are looking for better opportunities. But those people are caught in the middle, just like you and I. We're caught in the middle. People coming across the border are caught in the middle. And those who've set up shop along the border to exploit the problem, two governments, the government of Mexico, the government of the United States of America, who refuse to deal with this issue and have actually been complicit and have facilitated the growth of this multi-billion dollar industry known as open borders, selling human beings, selling drugs, selling weapons, and unfortunately now also being a conduit, a pipeline for people all over the world to enter this country illegally. Have terrorists exploited that? Have terrorists used the human smuggling operations and the drug smuggling operations to enter the country? I think the evidence is mounting, empirical evidence, that bad people are coming across that border. We know that bad people, the criminals, are coming across. Look what's happening in our cities, right here in Phoenix. Crime is out of control. Crime is out of control across this country. It's an industry of crime. It's a culture of crime. And it's affecting people across the country. Folks here in Phoenix and in Arizona, we know we have been ground zero for illegal immigration, for drug dealing for years. Trust me, folks around the country are paying attention now, because they've come through our backyards, they've come through our state, and they have spread out across the country. It's an outrageous situation. And now we, the people, are standing up. We're standing up and we're doing something. Minutemen, as I was saying earlier, we have over 8,000 registered volunteers now. Just yesterday, we completed setting up our 54th chapter on a national scale in communities all across the country. I believe it was Connecticut yesterday. In the last weeks, we've added chapters in Des Moines, Iowa, Springfield, Missouri, Kansas City, Cleveland, Ohio. I mean, it's amazing how Americans, and we're so gratified that we've been a catalyst to bring the media to the border so that they expose the problem and awaken the sleeping giant. You, the people, the sleeping giant in America, are awake now and are saying, what is going on? Who let this happen? Well, we know who let it happen. Administration after administration who's refused to deal with this issue. Remember, if our Congress had made good on their promise and backed up the legislation that they created in 1986, we wouldn't be in this predicament, this mess that we're in now. And boy, there's just so much to talk about, I tell you. Minutemen, 8,000 volunteers. You know, folks, as I was saying before, the Minutemen have a no-contact policy. We observe and report. Since October of 2002, in Arizona, Texas, California, and New Mexico, and by the way, we work in all four southern border states, as well as along the northern border, we've assisted Border Patrol with observing well over 13,000 people who we have confirmed were apprehended by the proper authorities. Now, this is a small group of American citizens, a neighborhood watch group, whose efforts have led to the arrest of over 13,000 people. Here's the shocking part. 13,000 people representing foreign nationals from 26 different countries. It's outrageous. Never forget the first night when we were on the border, working with Border Patrol, came across a group of people, all huddled in an arroyo, in a ravine. Some of the women were crying. They were lost. We shone our lights on them, and we see a group of people who were obviously Europeans. We began, naively, I guess, speaking Spanish to them, asking if they needed water. They had blank stares on their faces. Turns out that they were from Poland, a group of people from Poland who'd been smuggled into Mexico or got into Mexico legally, paid good money to a coyote to smuggle them into the country. That coyote led them across the border a few miles and abandoned them. You can imagine being in the middle of nowhere, looking for a better life, just having been robbed. Many of the men had been beaten, the women abused. The Minutemen have found people from 26 different countries lost in that desert. Haitians, Chinese, Koreans, people from Poland, people from the former Soviet states. It's just unimaginable, folks. And you see the mainstream media trying to portray this as a immigrant rights issue. That these are just people coming for a better life. Granted, they are. But you know what? We have a legal way to enter this country. And we demand that our government enforce that. The orderly queue. After all, that's pro-immigrant. That's good for immigrants. Immigrants don't need to be led into the desert to die or be exploited or be sold into prostitution looking for a better life. Minutemen also, unfortunately, have recovered the bodies of 34 people who perished in that desert. You won't hear that in the mainstream media. I can tell you every one of them, including children, have left an indelible scar on my psyche and those other Minutemen and women who've also been out there and seen the death. It's a horrible way to die. Here's something you don't get in the mainstream media. Did you know that Minutemen Civil Defense Corps has search and rescue teams, something we've been very proud of? Very much part of our efforts out there have been humanitarian. We're there to help prevent deaths in the desert. There's no reason for a human being to die a horrible death of dehydration and becoming a victim of the elements, let alone become victims of people smugglers, of people who are buying and selling. Many of the women horribly abused. It's just a terrible situation. When we secure our borders, we bring an end to that. We bring an end to that. So Minutemen has search and rescue teams. We're very proud. We have operations where we, especially during these brutal summer months, we're out not only reporting people, but saving lives. Since October of 2002, Minutemen Civil Defense Corps volunteers have rescued 239 human beings, men, women, and children, who were left to die in that desert, or who would have become, a commodity in the human smuggling operations. Many of the women, unfortunately, abused by the men. It's just, again, it's an immoral, unconscionable situation that's going on. Minutemen Pledge, number 3. A Minuteman believes that just as ethnicity, race, religion, and all such factors are incidental and do not affect our God-given constitutional equality as American citizens, such factors are also irrelevant in the debate over illegal immigration. There is no tolerance among Minutemen for racism, or bigotry. E pluribus unum. Out of many, one. And we hold ourselves to that creed and that belief as human beings. A Minuteman believes in a strong, safe, and secure America. And that begins, friends, with borders, with securing our borders. Borders that are open only to those who have a legal right to enter and who have met all the lawful criteria to cross into our territory established by the sovereign American people. Interestingly, Mexico has the same rules. Why should they demand that our rules be different? Why should any country, whether it be Canada, France, doesn't matter? And it's, I think, just a coincidence of geography, I guess you could say, that it just happens to be Mexico on the southern border that affects our way of life in this country and affects our public safety. Like I said, we're caught between two governments who refuse to deal with the criminal element, who prey upon people looking for better lives. Minutemen vow to use every legal means at our disposal. Now, I'm going to say that again, friends, legal means. And again, not one account, not one documented account of a Minuteman Civil Defense Corps volunteer ever violating the law, ever abusing someone, ever violating anyone's civil rights. Don't believe the misinformation. Don't believe the stuff that's on the internet. You look at the mainstream media, you look at the facts. We would not be in business if we did not believe in the legal system. Because it's about rule of law. We're talking about our government enforcing the laws. It would be pretty hypocritical for us to break the law in our efforts to force our government to enforce the laws. So we use every legal mean at our disposal to assist law enforcement and to assist the authorities in identifying and apprehending those who violate our borders, whether they are illegally trafficking people, weapons, arms, property, sex slaves, or any other contraband. Then we talk about contraband. Contraband that could involve weapons of mass destruction. And folks, I don't know about you, but I consider drugs and I consider the gangbangers that peddle in this poisoning our citizenry to be terrorists. These are weapons of mass destruction. And we must do something to stop this poison and this immoral situation from poisoning our communities, I guess you could say in that sense. You know, I'm a former school teacher, a kindergarten, first and second grade teacher from Los Angeles. Spent 15 years doing that, and I saw the problems with drugs in our communities, and certainly drugs are a weapon of mass destruction, and the people peddling in them should be put out of business. We need to smash these drug cartels, secure the borders, win the war on drugs. As I've said often, it shouldn't take a kindergarten teacher also to realize that the pipeline for bringing in drugs and smuggling human beings is also a pipeline that is a clear and present danger to our national security. If women carrying babies and migrant workers and drug dealers can slip through the fingers of Homeland Security.
You're listening to Minuteman Radio with your host, Chris Simcox. We break down the myths surrounding the Minutemen, what the mainstream media won't tell you. Join us every Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m.
I forgot where I was. That's where I got to learn to think on my feet. Find a place somewhere there just to cut me out. That's a better way to go about it.
You've been listening to Minuteman Radio with your host, Chris Simcox. We break down the myths surrounding the Minutemen, what the mainstream media won't tell you. Join us every Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. as we protect your rights as an American on News Talk 960, KKNT.